Hello again, everyone. Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. This has been an amazing week at the Laughlin UFO Conference. So many extraordinary disclosures, so much information. My brain is melting out of my ears. It's amazing. And looky who I have here, Ronnie Dawson. You had a great presentation. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It was my first time on stage, and knocked it out of the park, I hope.
You did. You certainly did. Now, how did you enjoy the week and what you learned throughout the week?
It's really cool hanging out with the people that you see on TV and on here on radio. And these guys, man, you wouldn't think they don't act famous. They're easy to hang with, easy to talk to. And I was sitting there next to Richard Doty. I didn't know who it was. I was going, this guy's famous, but I'm not sure who it is. And I had to go back and look and say, it's Richard Doty.
Right.
And it was just another guy, hanging out.
So yeah,
it was a pretty cool deal.
It was. And another thing I was just mentioning with a couple of the presenters is the sense of community. You can't talk about the things here with normal people. You can't go into the grocery store and talk portals or aliens or consciousness,
Yeah, especially where I live,
Right.
It's nice to get a break and get over here, talk to some people who into the subject,
definitely.
That sure ain't the case where I live.
Now, besides yours, of course, what were some of your favorite presentations, or what information kind of stuck out with you the most?
I pay attention to other people's stories, and I look for things that relate to my story. Mm-hmm. I hear this. I hear other people talking about walking through solid matter. I hear other people seeing lights and getting pictures of them that are the same color as my lights. And then I hear other people who've seen cat people, and they've got drawings of them, and I'm like, okay.
Right.
It all connects, it fits together.
Yeah, now I've heard some of these amazing experiences that you've had from your presentation. My audience hasn't heard any. So if you could, maybe just give us a brief synopsis of a couple of the most profound experiences that you've had.
Most of my life I didn't see anything, but in 2009 I started seeing some mystery lights that I couldn't explain, and then I seen a cattle abduction, and in 2010 we shot a laser at a UFO just to try and understand how the propulsion system worked on it, and then the next day I had an alien home invasion, and then it disappeared for a solid year, and I thought, well, I'm never going to get a chance to see anything like that again. Then I was wrong. Just one night out of the blue, I had seen three UFOs in a one-hour period, and one of them was a mile-long mothership that took about 4 seconds to pass over my head and blocked the biggest part of the sky out. And when you see something like that, it's an eye-opening thing. And this thing was rock on the bottom, and it had a city built on the top of it. It's in the shape of a V. It's just so incredible, and thank God I got some pictures of the thing.
Yeah, the pictures were fantastic.
If I wouldn't have had anything on it, nobody would have ever believed it. But I actually filed an FAA report on a boat craft report on that thing.
Uh-huh.
And FAA come back and said all known craft were accounted for with that incident, and I should report my UFO, they called it a UFO, to Newport. And I'm like, I can't believe that FAA would just admit that there's something flying around there. They don't know what it is.
And
not be concerned about it. Just, we don't know what it was, so there's nothing we can do about it.
Right, yeah. Now, like I said, your pictures were amazing. I'm so glad you brought that photographic evidence with you. And we got other photographic evidence from different presenters this week. But for you, do you think that the ETs walking among us, do you think that they are actually here?
I believe they are here. They're here and they're operating amongst us. And I had somebody tell me one time that you could walk into any courthouse to where they keep the birth records and stuff, death records and birth records, and one person in there is an ET pretending to be a human. And I laughed at that. And then we went to the courthouse and I told my wife that. And she said, okay, well, which one's the ET? I looked around and everybody looked pretty normal, And I was going, so I don't see him. And then all of a sudden this weird guy walked into the room. And I said, that's him, man, because this guy didn't look right.
Now, I was spoken to a few presenters that said they truly believe that they attend these conferences to see what information is going to be coming out.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. Now, my final question before I let you go, Ronnie, do you think that the world is ready to hear this? Do you think that the mass population is ready to hear that ETs have visited here for thousands, if not more, years, and they may even be around us at all times?
Oh, yeah. I believe they are here. They are watching, and I believe it is time to make contact. And I don't think people are going to freak out like they have.
Right.
You know, I'm a test subject for that. I mean, ET flew a big old mile-long craft over the top of my head, and it scared me for a little while. But I still kept working. I didn't quit my job and move into a cave, and I still have to pay electric bills, so I have to go to work. And so, you know, I don't think it's going to be near as disruptive as they think it will be. And I think people are ready to deal with it. And I think we need to deal with it. And we can't move forward until we do deal with it.
Definitely so. And the media is painting it as somewhat of a threat. And I would believe that if it was a threat, they would have destroyed us years ago, hundreds, thousands of years ago, if they wanted to destroy this planet, right?
I don't think we're enough of a threat that they would need to do that, you know. So. But I think there's good aliens out there, and I think there's bad aliens too. So, I'm one of those guys. It's like, they're not all good, and they're not all bad.
That's right. Well, like I was telling you, Ronnie, we're going to have you on my show. You can disclose some of the information that you presented tonight to my audience, because it was fantastic, and I think people need to hear it to learn about the phenomenon in general and learn how it affects each individual person. So thank you so much. I enjoyed your presentation, and enjoy the rest of the evening.
All right. Thank you, Chris.